السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words after arriving in Karbala. "Now then, the situation has happened to us in the way you consider, and the affairs of the world have changed, reached an unfavorable state, ignored its good deeds, of which nothing has been left except a residual drop, like a drop that remains in the bottom of a container, and a vile life like a stony farmland. Do you not notice that the right is not practiced and the wrong is not renounced? Hence, a believer must wish to meet Allah, for I do not consider death except with happiness and living together with the oppressors except with misery. People are slaves of the world, and religion is but a licorice upon their tongues, preserved so long as their lives go well with it. However, when they are subject to an examination, the believers decrease in number."
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah ash-shifa'a fi turbatihi.
peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom. Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed. Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him. Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors. Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء السلام على المهتوك الخباء السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكساء.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Sallallahu alayhi wa abdillah. This is an episode of the program Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam reached the station of Karbala, shortly after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions distributed fresh water among the enemy army, the members of the enemy army under Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam started delivering a very short speech. In it, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam indicated that he wasn't such a person to launch any military confrontation against other people. However, he indicated that he had noticed that the situation was in such a way that the right side was overly neglected and the wrong side was very much emphasized, and indicated that in such space, in such context, those who are believers, true believers, would prefer death and in fact martyrdom to living and being associated with the tyrants. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that the situation, the general situation, was in such a way that people were in fact servants of their worldly desires and they only pretended to be believers. From this perspective, we understand that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam never intended to launch any military act, any military confrontation or any military clash against the Umayyad army, although he knew well that the Umayyad army was his opponent. Yet Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to instruct the enemy members that the whole situation was in such a way that true religious people, true believers in the Islamic religion, would certainly prefer martyrdom over living with the tyrants. Assalamu alaykum wa abdullah. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني